having a great week. If not, we're on the tail end of the working week for most of you. Although I shouldn't say that anymore because everybody works crazy odd hours and odd days off and whatnot. So here's the scoop. The scoop is, whew, it's 1 week after the election, and it's all uphill from here, right? Or maybe not. Maybe it's not uphill. I'm just trying to be positive. Here's the thing. Taxes, taxes, taxes. What's going to happen? What's going to go on with the fiscal cliff? And that's all we hear about. And rightly so, there are some concerns about what's in store for 2013, and we have very little time because we're in the eating season. You know what the eating season means? The eating season means, yeah, everybody's focused on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and getting out, getting away, chowing down with the family, with the friends, giving thanks, and then worrying about what's going to happen as we hit January. But important things have to be decided within the next couple of weeks here. So John Boehner digs in and says, he's not giving in. He's going to stand by what he has said all along, the Speaker of the House, when it comes to what's going to happen with the taxes heading into the new year.
The American people need to see us act courageously, think selflessly, and lead boldly. And our majority is up to the task. I expect the president is as well. There are ways to put revenue on the table without increasing tax rates. We've talked about this now for over a year.
It has been over a year. Do you believe it? So what are the ways to put revenue on the table without raising taxes? Just have one big lemonade sale in every single nook and cranny across the United States. Start selling cookies like the Girl Scouts. I don't know. Is there going to be any kind of a big compromise on the horizon? Not so sure about that. Whatever the cliff is, whether it's puffed up and imaginary or whether it's serious, because it depends on your situation and economically everybody's different, let's face it. Are you single? Are you married? Are you divorced? Do you have kids in school? Do you have kids out of school? Are you an empty nester? You know, everybody's economic forecast is different. Yes, we're all in this together, but we all have a different financial picture. So how you view it, let's face it, I've said this during the election, is by what's in your wallet and what's happening with your business and what's happening in your retirement, etc. So the election's over. We've gone through that hurdle, and the next hurdle is ultimately what is going to happen on the Hill with not just what's going on with the finances and the taxes and whether or not we're going to see the axe swing and there's going to be automatic cuts and that's going to hit the military and it's going to hit a couple of other areas too, but also what's going to happen in this Petraeus soap opera. And, you know, here's the deal on this. There is something about watching the sad downfall of a man who was a powerful general and who was very likable. Likable through a couple of different administrations and did a good job with what he was left with in Iraq and what he had to do in Afghanistan. But Petraeus is no longer a general and no longer rewarded with being the head of the CIA and moving further up the chain, because initially, probably a month ago, this is how fates and fortunes change, he would have been considered for Panetta's job or to move into another role. But now that's off the table. He's out. He's done. He's gone with government. And the person that would have succeeded him, or certainly would have had a chance to move up, not so much succeeded him, but moved up the chain when it comes to defense, would have been General Allen. So one woman has taken down, one mistress has taken down 2 4-star generals. Wow, that's a powerful woman. And she was a Harvard grad student when she bumped into Petraeus and said, hey, how about if I write your biography? And he said, hey, that sounds like a good idea. The rest is history. They fooled around for over a year. The only reason any of us even know this is because the FBI tapped into some email, and not even email, that was over the Internet. There was an account that he had with Paula Paula the Infiltrator, and that's what exposed all of this. And the only reason it happened is because she was writing nasty emails to a woman in Florida accusing her of fooling around with Petraeus, or trying to fool around with Petraeus. So what's happened as a result of that now catching you up in the game, and as I said, what's going to happen on the Hill, at least in a closed-door committee meeting, Petraeus is going to testify and talk about Benghazi. And that's the key thing, getting to the bottom of Benghazi so we can clear our minds of that. What happened in Libya? What don't we know about the protection for Ambassador Stevens? And were there Libyan militants already there? Was that part of the deal? Then when the invasion happened, why was it automatically thought this is because of that film? And it wasn't. And it was also on the anniversary of 9/11, the 11th year of that. And there's relevance to the story because we need to know the answers to that. We need to know how that happened. What was the inside baseball on it? How did they have all the specs of where people were? That's what we need to know. And I don't think necessarily the ambassador was cavalier, as has been suggested. I think that several times they asked for extra security and, you know, ultimately didn't get it. So Paula Broadwell had security clearance as a commissioned officer in the military reserves, because did we tell you that she was in the military reserves? She got a security clearance, and now that's, of course, been revoked as a result of everything that's happened here. So she has had access, but the affair gave her different access with this former four-star general who was the head of the CIA. I mean, how much higher do you get than the head of the CIA? That's pretty high. You're one of the president's men. You're in all the secret meetings whenever there's a war room thing, and he was always invited to that. So now you have this reservist who's assigned to the Army's Military Academy at West Point, New York. And then you have this, you know, that's where she was. And she was promoted to the rank of lieutenant colonel in August, and then the walls come tumbling down. So that clearance was revoked. In North Carolina, the FBI tumbled her house to look for any documents she might have. They found some classified information on a computer belonging to Broadwell, but what was the classified information? They seized the computer, you know, we don't know. So how big will the story be when he goes and testifies to that one committee, and then, who knows, maybe ultimately a broader, there's a broader scope here than just a closed-door meeting. But if Broadwell had classified stuff in her house, you know, does she has to prove that she had the authority to have it, basically, and that it relates to her work in military intelligence, which it could be. She was working on a second book about Petraeus. Sticky stuff, to say the least. Stay with us, some odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight, but while we're going down that highway, we got to finish up with our stop in D.C. There was a big scuttlebutt on the Hill, thanks to John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And the reason is because they decided that Susan Rice just wasn't all that, and they ripped her. I mean, that's what they did. They ripped her. She wasn't smart. She wasn't smart enough to move up into any kind of another role. And Susan Rice, if you don't know who she is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. So John McCain jumped in with Lindsey Graham on the Susan Rice thing, and then he also talked about the Libya Select Committee as well. So there's a little Libya conversation in here, and there's Lindsey Graham ripping on Susan Rice. Take a listen.
There are a lot of good people that could represent this country as Secretary of State, and I'm not going to promote anybody that I thought was involved in the Benghazi debacle. She was a political choice, telling a political narrative. And either she didn't know the truth about Benghazi, which means she shouldn't have been on TV, or she was spinning it. I don't trust her in two ways. If she didn't know this was a terrorist attack, then she didn't look very hard. Why do you pick her? What responsibility does she have over the Benghazi conflict? Nobody sent her a request for fortification. Why wasn't the Secretary of State telling us about Benghazi?
Ooh, sing it, Lindsey. You know, I actually agree with him. The reason he's so hot is because they're going to have these confirmation hearings, and the conversation is about Susan Rice jumping into Hillary Clinton's shoes. And he's saying, no way, get out of here. Basically, she can't do this gig. And Hillary Clinton saying the Secretary of State is the one who should have been talking about it. So this leads to more of the mystery over what's going on with Benghazi. Now, some people will say, oh, it's just hyped up crap and the Republicans are looking for, they're looking for a war. But there's still more on what happened there. If there wasn't, they would just say, I don't think it's any secret. By now, all of us know some of the particulars. It's out there. Except for the secret information that General Petraeus knew and told Paula Broadwell, and she blurted it out accidentally at the University of Denver. Maybe that little nugget of information we didn't know. But Susan Rice, I don't believe, would make a great Secretary of State. However, it upset Obama that they attacked her and didn't go after him. And so maybe there's something to that. If they want to have a press conference, Graham's right. I don't think she's a person at all. I don't think she would be a great Secretary of State based on the information that was out there. And as he said, the main thing, not even knowing it was a terrorist attack, you don't want that person in that role. Secretary of State, that's too big of a gig. And that's the first firewall for the U.S. So absolutely. And then on the other hand, because I'm always saying, can't we just hear the truth from people? Hey, he was being honest. He says, this is the deal. Boom, that's it. And we're just going to go on record here. We're not approving her. This is not the right person at all. Here's John McCain on the Libya Select Committee.
What did the president know? When did he know it? And what did he do about it? Did the president's national security staff make him aware of these attacks? And if they did, why did he not take the lead? The American people deserve the facts. The American people need to know, why was the security at the consulate so inadequate despite two previous attacks on that facility? Mr. President, we need a select committee. Americans deserve to know. The families of those slain and murdered Americans need to know.
I agree that we need to know. We need to know this information now, especially because it's been hammered so much. Let's find out. Just tell us, and then we can stop speculating on everything. Here also is what happened with Nancy Pelosi on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi was asked by a reporter about her age. Check this out.
I have made a decision to submit my name to my colleagues to once again serve as the House Democratic leader.
Yes.
It's at the will of my caucus, and they conveyed to me their will that I should stay. So I'm proudly doing that.
Oh, you've always asked that question, except to Mitch McConnell.
All right, so at 70, she was asked, are you too old? Why don't you get out of the way for younger leadership to rise to the top of the party? And you heard her shoot back, well, you never asked that to Mitch McConnell, who's a little bit older. So, hey, she deflected it. That's typical Washington. You don't know what's going to come out of the questions and the answers and the little press conferences they have. We do know this. 750,000 people have signed petitions to secede from the U.S. So what does that mean? Somebody sent me a note about this. Hey, do you know what's going on? I do know what's going on. Do I know that this is going to amount to nothing? I hate to burst anyone's bubble because, you know, I'm all about exercising your right and your voice and being involved. Absolutely. So bravo to the people involved in it because they believe that. But here's the thing. It's the We the People petition system that we're talking about. And the Obama administration will respond to the petitions. And they do that if they get 25,000 signatures within 30 days. So seven states at least, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, and Tennessee have met that. And there are other states that are trying to get to it. They've gotten petitions from all 50 states. But here's the thing. It's not going anywhere. Even Rick Perry, who at one point ran for president for 5 seconds, the Republican governor, who has a big distaste for what goes on in Washington, he's saying, you know what? This isn't going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And he says he believes in the greatness of our union and nothing should be done to change it. That was his statement. He said, hey, I'm frustrated like everyone else, like other Americans with the federal government. But no, it's about the greatness of the union. And nothing should be done at all to change this. The federal government definitely has some serious problems that have frustrated us beyond. But they're not going to be states that secede and start their own government. That's not happening. It's not realistic. The idea here, though, and the people behind this know that, is to catch attention and to push the idea forward that, you know, we got an incomplete process here. So for that reason, that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for people to exercise their right to complain, to go up against the system and say, man, we're not happy with this. This is bad. We need some changes here. We need something different to happen. And for that, I say bravo. But seceding, no. And you do not want your state to secede. And good luck trying to live in this day and age in this country if you decide to secede. The idea of it, realistically, seriously, the idea of it is not a viable one. But it is very viable to complain and to be part of the process and to want to see different things, to expect different things. I'll say it again, bravo to people who are fighting to do that. That's all good in my mind, without a doubt. All right, one quick last one, and this one is the fact that the storm, the Sandy response, the New York utilities have now been called on the carpet. They're subpoenaed to testify as to what the response was. And I'll tell you what, I think that's a good thing. Why not? Let's hear from them. Let's find out what happened and why Staten Island people were so cut off when really they should have seen action a little bit sooner. Is, you know, what's going on with these companies? Because if you're on the power grid, you're part of the grid in Staten Island, you don't have a lot of choices there. So the fact that in the worst neighborhoods, the people came together was a good thing with the food, the water, the blankets, and the hot meals. But it's not a good thing, the response of the power company in that area. So let's hear what they have to say about their response. Smart. Stay with us. More to come as we punt to the next one here on America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ain't nobody else like me around. I don't need your imposition. It ain't that hard to figure it out.
Smart people. Where are the smart people? That's my question. I saw a movie one time where Meryl Streep said, where have all the men gone? Where have all the smart people gone? That's what I want to know. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous. And you can weigh in at 8. Don't you hate that word, yous? You can hang with us at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. Tomas in Michigan, in the wings. Hello, Mr. Tomas.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, it's been exactly a week since the election. People are starting to resurface.
You know, that last guy you had on is one of the few people I've heard on any TV or radio saying that there is no fiscal cliff. And I agree with them, you know? It's like if your husband comes home and says, well, you know, I got a raise, and I decided we're going to cut our spending a little bit more. And then somebody says, no, that would be a terrible thing. That wouldn't be a terrible thing. You're making more money, you'd be spending less. And that's what the fiscal cliff does. It raises, it in effect raises taxes to the Clinton level.
Right.
Money goes into the Treasury, and then it cuts spending, which means less money leaves. So instead of a trillion. $1 billion a year deficit. We have maybe 800 or 700. It's a good thing. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of politicians that have these little pet projects, you know, pet project for this. They won't be able to hand out as much money, Kate. They won't be able to buy as much votes. What are the banks going to do if they don't have all this debt? They won't be able to make interest on that debt. So that's one thing I wanted to point out, is that there is no fiscal cliff. It's just that there is interest in, I guess, in the interest. What about these people saying Republicans need to be more moderate? Now, tell me if I'm wrong, Kate, but the last two presidential elections have been won by a left-wing extremist. Is that not correct?
That is correct. He's a left-winger, yes.
When he was in the Senate, he was rated as the most left-wing extreme senator. And he's so extreme, he's even sued Arizona for trying to help the federal government stop illegal immigration. I mean, that's extreme, you know. We do not need a moderate Republican. We need somebody who can articulate it, okay? Articulate why abortion is bad. Articulate why the gay lifestyle is bad. You need to articulate this. If you can't do that, then you can't be against it. If we can't find anybody to stand up there and debate it and win that debate, we can't support it.
You know what, you do have a good point, because this is to your point, Tomas. Here's what happens. I honestly think this. What is your core belief? So you've got certain politicians, and you say, listen, you have to be, and maybe this isn't really how you feel, but you have to be against gay marriage, and you have to be against abortion, but then that's not really, they just want to win. So they put that as part of their package in their backpack, and they don't articulate it because that's not really part of the core of who some of the people are that are running. I think the problem is, you hit on it, is that if somebody's going to articulate well what they're running on, they got to really believe it. It can't be, here's what you have to say to get elected.
Okay, you talk to a lot of people. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear you tell us out here in America land, who are your top three people that you hear would be candidates for the GOP the next time around?
That's good. I've said a few of them, and I will do that, Tomas. We'll do a whole show on the bench. Thanks for the call. I've talked about a few of them already. I like Suzanne Martinez in New Mexico, although I don't see her as a presidential candidate, maybe a VP candidate, and I'm watching to see what she does. And I also like Chris Christie. Some people don't like him. I don't see him as a presidential candidate either, though, but I see him rising up through the ranks, and I'm watching to see what happens with Marco Rubio. I'm watching to see what happens with Bobby Jindal, because I think he seems to be, and I know some people that know him, a guy who is who he is. He's not going to play the game, so to speak. Whatever he says is really what he thinks. And that's probably why I like Christie, because whether I agree with everything of what Christie's about, I think he says what he means, not what he's told to say. It definitely isn't, because he's gotten himself in trouble. Sally in Washington, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
It's your conservative caller here, and I got so furious, not at Tomas, but the one before. What was that guy's name that you had on?
Oh, who was talking about the military budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I want to say some facts first, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
When the Social Security program was started in 1935, not many people lived past the age of 65. That's
true.
That's a fact.
True.
And I want to say number two, fact. I hope a lot of people are listening. There were 16 workers for everybody on Social Security. 16 workers. Do you know how many workers there are now?
Oh,
about
it's
3.3
like,
workers.
It's under 5,
and it's getting worse. It's getting worse because of the deficit and all the people on food stamps. I was so furious. I had to hunt down my phone. I left it in the car. Oh, the cell phone. I wish it was, you know. But anyway, so those are facts. And we are headed for a fiscal cliff. And here's another fact. This nation is not united. It is divided. It is divided. That is why I don't know how many states now want to secede from this union. Somebody told me 40. Is that true?
All 50. 50. There's people in all 50 states that want to, and there's over 10 states now that have the 25,000 signatures for the petition that have to be recognized by the White House.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that, because somebody told me wrong. They told me there were 40 states that want to secede and only 10 states that want to live under socialism, communism, like Europeans. You know, he said he's going to fundamentally transform this country, and I believe that he wanted to fundamentally transform it into a European socialist, European country. I don't want to be like Europe. Most of us, when we came, our founding fathers came out of Europe from France, from England, from over there, across the sea, and they came here and they set up something that was different than any other country. They didn't want a monarchy. I've said this before. They didn't want a king. They didn't want a queen. They didn't want a czar. They didn't want a dictator. They didn't want a ruler. They made we the people the government. We the people. And the people we send to Washington in the Senate and the House, they work for us. And they've got it backwards. And I am sick. If you ever... It's like a pyramid. All the other countries have a pyramid. And if you turn that pyramid upside down, that's what we have in America. We're the only country who did it. And if that pyramid tips over, then, off the point and back over, you got a pyramid system again. I don't want a king ruling over me telling me I'm ready to rule you from day one. I am furious. That guy gave all the Democratic talking points, Kate.
Paying their fair share.
You know, the most I ever made in my whole life was $59,000, and I was proud of that because it was the best union-paying job I ever had with full benefits. But I lost it. It was a manufacturing job, a pulp mill, and it went to China, okay? Mm. Everything's going out. And I somebody said this on the radio. I wish I could remember the quote. Maybe you can look it up. They said, a country cannot stand without the manufacturing. It cannot stand without manufacturing. We're losing our manufacturing. And when I was in economics in college, you know, they kept saying, oh, we're becoming more service-oriented. And I didn't like that. I used to ask my teacher, well, that's not good, is it? I mean, because when we fall in hard times, and we were in the best of times back then, I said, well, what happens when we fall in best of times? People don't go get haircuts. They have their mother cut their hair. They don't go out to eat. They don't go. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what good does it do to have a service, you know, like if beauty operators? I'm wondering, are all these, and they don't go out so much for entertainment. And they don't go out to the restaurants as much. And so what good is it to be service, you know, if we're not producing? We have to produce.
Sally, I agree with you. I like that he lit you up. That's good.
Yeah,
I think it's good that you have hardcore opinions. But I agreed with some of what he said, and I disagreed with some of what he said.
That Democratic part, this is the thing that really infuriates me. I'll try to make it quick. The Democrats say the rich are not paying their fair share. Well, they're the only ones paying their share. Who is it? You know, I am not poor. I mean, I'm not rich. I'm not, and I'm a Republican. All Republicans are rich. You know,
he's
not paying their fair share. People pay no taxes whatsoever, one single stinking tax, and they get this earned income credit. That's a bunch of bull. So I think everybody should pay at least $5 every year. American, if that's all you can pay is $5, you pay $5, and then everybody's got skin in the game.
Skin in the game. You know what, Sal, thanks for the call. I love that she's lit up. Sally, I haven't heard you that lit up in a while. Okay, so here's the thing. I think that's why I said I like a flat tax. I think that the whole tax system, it doesn't need to be completely rebooted, because that's just an easy way to say, oh, that's an easy way to escape out of the particulars of it. But I agree that there are people who are not paying taxes and are skating. Absolutely. There are a lot of people that are skating. There are some people who are paying too much tax, and there are some people that aren't paying any tax, and there has to be a better way. Absolutely. I agree with that. Hang with us.
Yeah. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
These offerings, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking about some of the things that are happening in D.C. and really Congress now that's wrapping up its business. And the big thing is what's going to happen with the tax cuts. And we've talked about the Bush-era tax cuts. Listen, this is the bottom line. It's being described as a fiscal cliff. In media, it is true, and the guest, Norman, was right about that. There are buzzwords in the media. So fiscal cliff sounds like we are flying like Thelma and Louise off a cliff. And in a sense, we are in a different way. It depends on where you are economically. I've said this on a lot of the last couple of shows. Here's the deal. And Tomas said he agrees that it isn't really a fiscal cliff because it's that whole spending and the give back thing. And this is what we haven't done. And that's the problem that we're even in this situation. If you get a check where you would normally in the entire year you break it down, you you would normally have $3,000 to $5,000 more. You will see that. You will see the loss in the check. You have one job, you get a check, and it's going to be lighter because the Bush-era tax cuts will be gone. They were only supposed to be temporary. They kicked in, I want to say, 2003, and they continued all the way up until now. So it's not it wasn't temporary. It kept going because people got used to it, and it was the whole idea that they're going to pump the money back into the economy. And it's $3,000 to $5,000, depending on what you make and how big your family is and all that other stuff. That's the upshot of that. If he's right about, Tomas is right about, okay, if they change that and we go back to what it was, it's not a giant leap. It's not that you're going to feel like someone just put a blade through your back. But I think you will feel it if you count it on and really watch your checks and you get the one check. You will feel the increments every month that you normally had as that would pay for gas or would pay for a light bill or would pay for, you know, X, Y, Z. So then it would be like a cliff, I suppose, because you would feel that. Absolutely, you would feel that. There's a book that I read a long time ago. I want to say, this is when my grandfather was alive. I'm just thinking out loud here. It was called The World is Flat, and Thomas Friedman wrote it. And it talked about in the book what was happening with manufacturing jobs. And we're going to have, we had a guy on when we were in Tampa who was the head of the manufacturing group that was a group that brought together all the people in the United States, as many people that were joined up in the United States in the manufacturing business and where we were headed. And the United States has dumped between 4 and 5 million manufacturing jobs, you know, depending. There are 35,000 fewer factories than there were maybe 8, 10, 12 years ago. So the productivity has dropped. We've seen productivity drop with manufacturing. But here's the thing. Other nations' manufacturers, some of them are starting to clobber us. But the other part is your Walmarts, your GEs, your GM, they tell the American suppliers to push the offshore footprint. But if you look at manufacturing, and this is the odd part, we are ranked number one still. We're ranked number one. So we're going to talk more of manufacturing in the weeks to come. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm okay.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I just it's unfortunate that Governor Romney lost the election. But I think hopefully there's a silver lining within that, and I sort of welcome the division within the Republican Party. This just really illuminates the phonies such as Boehner and these guys that are just obsessed with money when we have much more hard-pressing issues such as loss of sovereignty, civil liberties. Mm-hmm. Constitutional rights. I do not mm-hmm. understand why aren't these guys as passionate about our Constitution being slaughtered as they are about money. You hear nothing from these guys about stuff like that, such as, say, for instance, UN Agenda 21, which is just a heinous threat to our sovereignty. You hear nothing about that. It's encroaching on us, and nobody really seems to care. You don't hear much about that. People are just obsessed with the budget. I understand why, but I think the threat, the most dire threat right now, is to our sovereignty and to our Constitution.
You know, the Constitution, you probably saw, Dan, thanks, you probably heard, and I think I said a big chunk of what Ron Paul had to say about the Constitution, and there is concerns over the Constitution. I mean, hey, look, I grew up in Philly, and the Constitution was drummed into my head from the time I was a kid. They have a Constitution Center there, and, you know, people know the obvious parts of the Constitution, but then probably don't know all the articles and maybe don't know all the amendments and the repercussions of letting some of that slip away. I'm just a full believer that you don't want to give things up. That's the thing. You don't want to give things up because you don't get them back. We're not getting them back. We let things slip through our fingers. We're not getting them back. But, Dan, the reason is because we've allowed ourselves to be swallowed up by this crazy money grab and the problems of our terrific debt. So everything that we're basically, we're leveraging everything on a credit card, and that's problematic when you have $17 trillion in a deficit. Because how much do we want? If you're worried about the Constitution, then you're definitely worried about China really hanging that credit card debt over our heads. I don't think that's good. That has to be solved. And because they're obviously not great multitaskers in Washington, other things that are important, other rights that are starting to erode or be challenged to the Constitution, that's not even the focal point because they can't do that. They can't even focus on the one thing called, let's figure out our budgetary problems, let's get this house in order or get it cleaned up anyway, because that just drags on and on and on. They got to stop putting Band-Aids on it. Then they can focus on the rules of law and what the American people want to see, and that's protecting the great freedoms that we have. That's why everybody wants to come to the United States, let's face it. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in Memphis. Hey, Bill, you have the last word, the last couple of minutes. What's up?
Okay. How you doing, Kate?
Good.
I'm the fellow who called you and warned you about the American people. Do you remember the conversation?
I do. This was at least a couple weeks ago. I'm going to say it was 3 weeks ago,
I told
maybe.
You that the American people were schizophrenic,
mm-hmm.
and they wasn't going to throw that black man out of that White House for Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. I thought he was good.
Those
I thought
are my
Obama...
exact words, Kate.
I know, but I'm on the same page with you there. I thought Obama was going to win the electoral vote, and he did. Yes.
And the reason why, Kate, is Mitt Romney didn't know how to fight. He thought he was the reincarnation of Jimmy Stewart, a mild-mannered politician that's going to Washington to change things. This stumblebum ran for 2 years. He never made the challenge. The Lord gave this man every opportunity to rise to the occasion. But he didn't know how to fight. And the American people want a fighter. But it's an odd situation because they got a fighter, but he's not going to be fighting for them.
Yeah, meaning he's going to be more. I'm listening to what you're saying. Meaning he's going to be more concerned about the world versus the U.S.
Absolutely. He's not going to be. But you know what? The American people deserve the government they vote for.
There you go. Good last words. We deserve the government, you heard him, that we vote for, and people voted for Obama.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Should I put a gun rack on my back?
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.